He wins the war, and he's in the Battle of Shiloh, and his leg was shut off on Sunday of the first day of the Shiloh Battle. Well, he lay on the battlefield all night, and then the next day, well, after the battle's over, they removed him, you know, from the battlefield. He's carried somewhere over that torrent, Mississippi. But in our community, there were families, you know, I said our community, their community, I mean, that had sons in the war. Well, my grandmother, they could tell, you know, they could hear the cannons booming and rolling all day on Sunday. My grandmother said she cried most of the day. Said she just felt like, you know, that something was happening to her husband. And a few days after the battle was over, there were some of the men in the community that had sons that they knew were in service, and they were sure they were in that battle. And Grandma and Daddy wasn't quite his boy, 16 then. He liked a little being 17. And she put him on a horse and sent him with these men, you know, to see about his father. Well, he found him and stayed with him the few days that he lived. And Ben Green set up, because he couldn't live very long. Mm-hmm. And it was probably, you know, from not getting attention.
Sure.
I was watching them. And Daddy stayed with him, and he told me, I said, son, my time is about over. And he said, I can't take this pain much longer. And Daddy said he commenced crying. And he told me, says, now you have, don't cry. He says, you have to be the man of the family. Now, he was the oldest child, and he was a big family of children. He said, now you have to be the man of the family and help your mother make a living and raise the other children. Well, he promised, he said, he promised, he tried to hush crying, he promised his father he would. And that's the news, you know, he had to bring back home to his mother. Well, the bushwhackers. Now, some historians, and there's some people tell me that the bushwhackers, they don't understand it, and they think they were the, what was those that came on after the war?
Carpetbaggers?
Yeah, the carpetbaggers. They call them carpetbaggers. I said, no, they're not the same. Because I heard my father tell, you know, there were those, as Mr. Stewart and I were talking one day, those that were too cowardly to fight, and they didn't fight on either side. And they were just treating people awfully. They killed people. Now, they killed them. And his daddy couldn't stay at home. They'd come after him, you know. And one night, they had what they used to call houses built, a log house, and then they called it a story and a half house. Why they didn't call it two stories, I don't know, because there was a room overhead. And so Daddy said he was sleeping upstairs. And grandmother, this horseman came to the gate. And course, everything was after he lost his father. And so she went to the door, and she called him. Now she said, there's some men out there at the gate. She says, you come down, some dress, and come downstairs as quick as you can and leave. She said, they're not here for any good. And so she stood at the door, and they told me they was going to teach that boy of hers how to be a, what was it they called him? Well, an old sea session. Oh, she says, he's not anything. She says, he's just a boy. She says, well, his old daddy's in the war. She says, we're going to teach that boy a lesson. And instead, of course, they didn't mean it's going to wake him either. They meant it's going to kill him. So she kept talking with him, trying to hinder him, to get him time to start. And they had a log kitchen that stood. It was the original cabin